This is the 10th dialogue between Jay Krishnamurti and David Boehm at Brockwood Park, 1975.
Well, sir, let's start.
Oh, sure, we'll start. The point is, I think we have this session and one more, this discussion
yes.
and one more.
Next week, yeah. yes, we can yes. have one more. I don't know if we can have another.
Well, that would be rather close to your day of leaving.
I leave on Wednesday.
Wednesday? Why? Oh, not. I see. So we might have another.
We'll have three more.
Yeah.
Two more after this.
Yes. Now, it occurred to me that, one thing we should try to do is to wind the discussion up by answering questions that are outstanding. That will be raised in the mind.
Great.
And I've looked into some of those questions. And my plan. And then at the very end, I thought we might, if you think it's a good idea, I might prepare a summary and you would comment on it.
Good, good.
And then we would have it right there, you
quite
see.
Right.
Now, let me see some of I have, if you don't mind, I'll just take these out and refer to them so that I won't actually read them or anything. Okay. I'll just refresh my memory. Now,
can you read that?
Oh, yes, yes. Now, I think one of the points we discussed in several of our discussions was what you called the process. It was called this.
And I would like
to. Yeah, I would like to clear up a few points on that, which have arisen in talking with several people. And, it's clear that I think you made it clear that each person has his own suffering, but he must stay with that until the end. You see that everybody will be different. Is that what you meant to say? In other words, it was not necessary that other people repeat the particular process you went through. But in saying that, some points arose which are not clear. Now, let me bring them up one by one. Now, the first point is, you said, you made the analogy of Columbus discovering America and saying it's not necessary to repeat that discovery, but now you can buy an airplane ticket and go to America. Now, I feel, this analogy may be a little misleading because it suggests that everything has been made very easy.
Yes.
what would you say?
No, I'm afraid it isn't like that. the analogy is rather misleading, as you say. But how should we begin this thing properly?
Well, yes, let me bring up one more question connected with this. And yes, there are two more questions, and you see, along the lines of what I've been just saying, in one of the discussions you said, comparing with the discovery of America, you said that others can carry on with your discovery to discuss something more, right? Now, that was what you said. Now, but still in a later dialogue, you seem to deny this analogy. You see, I brought up the analogy of the scientist, let me explain it again, that take Newton and Einstein. Now, Newton made discoveries, and Einstein, learning from Newton, went
made
deeper. It doesn't mean that he built entirely on Newton because he had to deny a great deal of what Newton said, but still he went further. Now, in some way, you seem to deny that approach in this field. And that ties
I think that's
up,
right, sir.
Yes.
I deny that. That's right.
Although in one of the dialogues you said you seem to affirm it because you said others can carry on to discuss something more.
Yes.
So in some way it seems complex.
Let's go into this. First of all, sir, I really don't know basically what's happening.
In what
context?
What
this process?
Oh, about the process.
First, that was your first question.
Yes.
First of all, whether it's imaginative, an induced state,